Well, then we have to do a warm-up act before we get started, right?
We'll call to order the February 11, 2020 Willow City Council regular meeting. Mr. Dominguez, can you lead us in the pledge, please?
Please stand.
Pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Councilmember Fletcher. Councilmember Hanson.
Here.
Councilmember Mello.
Here.
Vice Mayor Dominguez.
Here.
Mayor Warren.
Here. Okay, moving on to item four, public comment, written communications. For a public comments, members of the public wishing to address the council on any items not on the agenda may do so at this time when recognized by the mayor or vice mayor. However, no formal action will be taken unless a majority consensus of the council directs staff to place the item on a future agenda. Public is advised to limit discussion to one presentation per individual. While not required, please state your name and address for the record. Do we have any public comment this evening? Mr. Williams?
Good evening, Madam Mayor and council members and staff. I just had one item on the consent agenda on item C before it kind of got passed over. I had a comment that I would like to make. So I know that this isn't the time, but when you go to do that, I have a comment on item 5C.
Okay. Can we just go ahead and take the comment now?
Take the comment.
Okay. Madam Mayor, what I would like is to ask that you ask staff to include my comments and concerns from the council meeting on January 28th that Mr. Wanger from Coastland wasn't actually at the meeting the evening that we were supposed to be the presentation and discussion. And also, I had concerns on the fact that we didn't look at small communities in our geographical area, like the city of Williams, Colusa, Five Oak, Ridley, Orland, Corning, when they did the study. So I just would ask that you place that into the minutes and reflect that we had a malfunction of the audio from
yes.
last meeting.
We're aware of the malfunction.
Okay.
I'm not sure. Does anybody have any comment on that, or?
Do we have accurate comments for the record to begin with? I mean,
we moved to action minutes.
Yeah.
So that is what the record records,
yeah.
is the action
Larry,
minutes.
If you look at the minutes on this agenda is what I'm speaking
yeah.
of. So all it just said was, you know, there was, you know, the introduction and then the vote. So there was no input on any comments.
Well, that's what action minutes are.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think we'll leave them as standing.
Okay.
Any other public comment this evening? Seeing none, we'll move to 5, the consent agenda. Consent items are considered to be routine by the City Council and will be enacted in one motion. There will be no separate discussion on these items unless a council member requests. In which event, the item will be removed from the consent agenda. It is recommended that the council 5A, approval of general checking, payroll, and direct deposit check registers 37544-37578 and 37555-37649, Z10526-Z10564, and 38478-38507. 5B, approval of the minutes of the special sewer rate ad hoc committee meeting held on January 21st, 2020. And 5C, approval of minutes of the regular city council meeting held on January 28th, 2020. Any discussion? Pleasure of the council.
Madam Mayor, I move that the consent agenda be approved as presented.
I have a motion from Mr. Hanson. Do I have a second?
Second.
I have a second from Mr. Mello. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Consent agenda passes. Okay, moving on to 6, regular business agenda. 6A, accept by motion the audited financial statements of the City of Willows as of and for the fiscal year ending June 30th, 2019. Mr. Salisbury.
Thank you very much, Madam Mayor and members of the council. I'd like to go ahead and turn it over to our independent auditor, Roy R. Seiler, certified public accountant, who will go over the parameters and what took place.
Do I have the whole hour to do this? Or?
Sure.
believe it's 3 minutes at the podium, Mr. Seiler.
I will do it in 3 minutes. Bottom line is the city financial records are in very good shape. I want to commend the staff for the work that they do. The financial statements in the format were prepared by Mr. Salisbury. I audited them and the underlying records. Very simply, I want to take you to the back, statement one, toward the back. That's the general fund.
Do you have a page number on that?
No, they are not numbered.
Oh,
Mr. Salisbury.
It'd be in the required supplementary information.
It's section. Oh.
It's statement one in that section towards the back.
Almost toward the back. Statement one.
Wait. Okay, I'm on statement three. Okay, I'm getting there.
Okay, so you're close. This is the general fund, and it compares budget to actual. You can see on the bottom line, the general fund actual, $311,000. More revenue than expenditures, so that's very, very good. Largely due to the transportation or transit occupancy tax increases. On the very bottom, you'll see a fund balance of almost $1.3 million, which on the surface sounds really good until you realize it represents about 3.5-4 months of expenditures. So it's good. You're in a much better financial position. Could be better. But way in the back, because of the grant expenditures this last year, it was in a single audit, so you'll see a lot more reports. Bottom line is no findings, no issues. It just took 10 pages of following procedure to make that statement. So at this point in time, I'll turn it over to you and for any questions you might have.
Gary, do you have any questions?
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Madam Mayor. No questions, but Mr. Seiler, outstanding job on the audit. And
thank you.
I read all those pages, and yeah, it was also excellent news in reference to the grant, your grant findings as well. But, mm-hmm. but excellent work. Good
thank
job.
You.
And thank you for the
thank you.
Positive news. Good work.
Larry?
No comment.
Larry?
Always. What's the phrase, unqualified opinion? Or what's the is that what it is, a magic phrase?
Unmodified opinion.
Unmodified.
It used to be unqualified, but then people would get confused by that statement.
Yeah. Actually, you know, that's what I'm looking for in these audits.
It's a clean report. Yeah.
You know, everything is the way it should be. As far as the trends and stuff, that's at budget time. You know, that's when we really discuss that. So, no, I appreciate the work you've put into it.
Thank you.
As a council member and as a taxpayer and citizen, it's good to hear that everything's in shape.
Everything's good. Everything's in fine shape.
So, thank you. And I guess what that's, so when were you retiring? I thought they, how many more years we
One more year of auditing. I'm not going anywhere, but I'm going to cut back on the auditing.
Okay. Geez, it looks like it's a labor of love.
It'll be different.
It's in
It'll be different, but not for another year.
Okay, thank you, Zora.
Thank you.
As always, thank you, Roy. It was you make it easy for us to understand it, which is a good thing. So, yes, very much appreciated. Thank you. Okay.
Very good.
Thank you.
Okay, and Madam Mayor, and normally, go ahead and just let Roy make his statements and then ask you to move to accept the audit. There's a couple things I do want to point out, though. Indeed, as he pointed out, we had a general fund surplus of $311,000 before transfers that ultimately, with the transfers, became $388,000. And so it was a very healthy year for the general fund. There are two things, though, that I want to point out. Number one, if you notice on that statement, go back to the statement one that Roy had alluded to, comparing the general fund budget to actual. I want to point out a prior period of adjustment of just over $195,000. The purpose of that prior period adjustment is if we go back several months, we alerted council that we had some upfront legal and administrative and engineering costs early on in the South Willis project that we were under the understanding would have been reimbursed by the Economic Development Agency as part of the EDA grant. That turned out not to be the case. So we've taken the conservative approach, and we originally expensed that to the EDA grant. This prior period adjustment is expensing it to the general fund because we don't believe that ultimately in the end we'll be able to recoup those costs. So I wanted to make you aware of not only, we had told you earlier that this was coming, but this is how, from a city book standpoint, we have dealt with it. Then the other issue is, in the footnotes, there is what's referred to as a subsequent event note, and it's another item pertaining to that project. We did not learn until late in the process, and therefore did not include in our cost estimates for purposes of the overall project and grant, about $160,000 to Cal Water for inspection and engineering review of the plans. That remains to be seen at this point in time as to how that will ultimately be funded. If there is still contingency left when all said and done in the EDA grant, we will utilize those funds to try and seek reimbursement. A portion of that, as we said, for inspection, is a deposit. So we may or probably will get some of that 160 back in terms of the inspection deposit. But again, to remain conservative, as of now, it is an expenditure in the current year booked to the general fund. Again, to remain conservative pending the outcome of the situation. And again, we've also disclosed it in the footnote section that it's there. So I just wanted to make you aware of those two situations. Obviously, we're very fortunate that we had the year that we did in terms of the general fund to potentially absorb some of these issues if need be. The second issue is we were the beneficiaries in the general fund of some non-recurring revenue. On the plus side, as Mr. Seiler said, our hotel user tax receipts were up significantly. One, because of the fine folks who were constructing the Cal plant. We're staying in town, staying in our hotels, spending tax dollars at our restaurants and such, and for that we're greatly appreciative. But again, that project is pretty much completed at this point in time. The second situation that led to increased revenue in the area of both sales tax and hotel user tax was the unfortunate event of the campfire. We played host because of hotel overflow, not only to responders to the campfire, the rescue and firefighting operations, but some of our unfortunate friends in Paradise who could not find other forms of shelter. So we were the unfortunate beneficiaries of hotel user tax and sales tax because of that event as well. So I wanted to point out to the council that we have some non-recurring general fund revenue in 1920. And we're seeing, I'm sorry, in 1819, and so far in 1920, these numbers, hotel user tax and sales tax, have kind of returned back to numbers that we would be expecting. So appreciate you allowing me the opportunity to share that with you.
Thank you. Anyone have any comments or questions before we take action?
Madam Mayor, just another brief comment, but you know, Mr. Seiler is a professional man of great integrity, and really appreciate the fact that he is our independent auditor. It's an outstanding audit report, but just wanted to say that, you know, I've said I don't know how many times here from the dais and publicly too, but City of Willis is a very transparent, well-managed organization, and it's things like this audit that prove that fact. So just wanted to say that publicly. So good job again, Roy, and to our management team. Jim, good job. Thank you. Wayne.
Thanks.
That's all, Madam Mayor. Thank you very much.
Okay, what is the pleasure of the council?
Madam Mayor, move to accept the audited financial statements of the City of Willows as of and for the fiscal year ending June 30th, 2019.
Okay, we have a motion by Mr. Hansen. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Okay, we have a second by Vice Mayor Dominguez. Any other discussion before we vote? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? There you go. Okay, moving on to seven, council staff reports. Staff, what do you got for us?
Well, with all that good news Mr. Salisbury had for the EDA project, I have good news as well that the project is back underway. Our contractors and everybody will be back down there and working. We hope to see some asphalt and some concrete on the ground in 5 to 6 weeks. So that is good news. The Rumiano project is coming along. They still have a few special conditions to meet, but the building department is getting all the plans and the civils back in, so we hope to see that project underway very soon as well. We hope to welcome a new business opening up Friday in our downtown corridor, so we hope to see that. They are finishing up all of their compliance and hope to be going on this Friday. And of course, this Thursday at 5:30 is our town hall meeting, so we welcome the public to come into the town hall meeting, and we'll get that first one going. And other than that, the weather is looking good. If the public is out to rent or use our parks, make sure they contact City Hall to get their space available. And with that, thank you.
Thank you. That is good news.
Great
excited.
News.
Oh, Gary, you told me you didn't have anything, so we're just going to pass you by.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. Do you have anything?
Now you hurt my feelings. It may take me a while to recover from this.
Where's those tissues?
Madam Mayor, I have nothing to report this evening. I guess there is one good facet from the North Wind, and that's the Basin Street project can be under construction again. But other than that, that's the only thing the North Wind's good for right now this time of year. So there you go. That's all I have. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Mr. Mello?
Yes, I have a comment. I want to thank staff for honoring the Willows High School Robotics Club with their proclamation last month. They were well deserving of it. Thank you. Saying that, the Robotics Club had another competition last Sunday in Sacramento. This was only their second competition ever. And once again, they finished in second place against 16 larger high schools.
Oh, good for them.
Excellent.
Yep. They were so impressed with our little city doing so well with so little that the Willows team also received the Creativity Trophy.
Nice.
And the thing about it is if they had won and went to sections, there was not enough money even to do that, to fly there for hotel rooms and food and everything else. So the team that won should have won. This is what I was told. So I'm just saying that they just limited on funds. So even if they went to sections, they wouldn't have been able to go because of the funds. So they finished where they should have finished, basically. That's all I have.
Thank you, Larry.
Very good.
Vice Mayor?
I have nothing to report on, Madam Mayor.
Okay. The only thing I have is I did attend the swearing in for the Sheriff's Department on the 30th. I believe there were 16 or 17 that they swore in that day.
That's excellent.
There was about 170 people there. It was a very big crowd. It was very nice. And congratulations to Greg Felton. He was promoted to sergeant. Very well deserved. So other than that, I don't have anything else to report. So we are going to adjourn this meeting at 7:18.
Who had 7:18?